I'm recording.
I'm recording.
Good. Oh, and we might get a special guest, the neighbor who's been using their leaf blower for the past hour and a half. So keep your ears peeled for that treat.
Awesome.
I swear to God, I'm in like the antithesis of a sound booth. Like it rain, it sprinkles rain. It sounds like someone's throwing fucking rocks on the roof. There's a neighbor who I'm just like, how many leaves do you have, sir? Oh, and then Leah told me, because I was like, Jesus Christ. And she was like, oh, this is nothing. Like during non-quarantine times, like he does it like every day.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently, got a problem with leaves.
Oh, he's like, I got a problem with leaves and quiet. Guess what? I'm all out of leaves. He's just, when he's not leaf blowing, he's just banging pots and pans outside your window.
Like, that's, and this was at, like, he started at like 8:30 in the morning, which like, whatever. Yeah, everybody's awake. But I want to be like, sir, I don't know if you knew this, but the world is over. Time isn't real. So people have been up till 4 or 5 in the morning and are just now falling asleep. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, fuck you. It's right. It's a Tuesday. Get up. Hey, go to work.
I've been reading only inspirational posts about how you need to stick to a goddamn schedule.
Yeah, this is my schedule. I leaf blow for 4.5 hours starting at 5:45 in the morning. It's like, then I take all the leaves I blew and shake them back into my yard. Do it again. Jesus Christ.
He's like, well, I can't work, so what else am I going to do? Not leaf blow?
Yeah, this is my job now. Why don't you go, like, at least go to your neighbors and like offer to blow their leaves? Oh, okay. What am I, an essential worker? I got to put myself in danger?
Oh, yeah. Wait, are you trying to get me arrested for sexual assault? We already know there was a rape somewhere in the area, okay? I'm going to walk around offering to blow people's leaves. Okay, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me sent to jail.
How many dicks do I need to suck to get you to leave me alone? What? Sir?
Excuse
none.
Me?
None. We just wanted you to blow leaves in this yard. No. Fuck you. I'm going to suck your dick to prove a point.
Yeah.
What?
Excuse me?
I mean, I'm cool. Cool, I guess, but it seems like we took a jump.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't suck your dick. Why? You have to go somewhere? You got to go to work? It sounds like a load of shit to me.
I'll tell you what I want a load of.
Hello. I got a load of something else for that fucking lying mouth of yours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, guys, it's day Schlubbagevin of quarantine. Because, again, words aren't real. Numbers aren't real. Time's not real.
Oh, no, it's not real.
Nothing matters. Big news. I hope you're all sitting down. Just kidding. You have nowhere to go and nobody's working out anymore. So
I hope you're standing
that
up.
That part of quarantine has ended. Everybody's baking bread and everybody's just like working out like crazy. Like fucking videos on Instagram of them doing crazy workouts, posting the workouts they're doing. That all seemed to have gone away. There's nobody working out. Nobody's breaking any more bread. People have just reached the point of just full depression, pouring a drink at 9 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. blowing their leaves, blowing the dudes, and fucking just being done with it. I'm done with it. If you don't think I'm going to fucking, the second we're done with this, I'm going to go blow a dude, blow some leaves, just blow whatever I can get my goddamn hands on. It's the apocalypse. You got to blow what you can get.
Dude, it is funny, like all the people that, and especially on social media, all the entertainers that I follow and people that, some people have just lost their mind and they're so desperate for attention, says the two people who have a podcast. To be fair, we're doing this for you guys.
Yeah, and we have tens of you. We've talked about this before. We have literally tens of listeners.
The people that were posting workout videos, now Instagram has just devolved because people are like, I need attention. What can I do? And people are horny. I've seen three different sets of labias on my feed this morning from different friends. It's people just posting naked pic, not even like, oh, this is me in a bikini, just full nudity. They're just like, this is my pussy.
Well, I got to say, big ups to the fucking pussy butthole challenge, because that really seemed to just blow Instagram wide open to people who are like, I guess we could just post our insides.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. You know what? I'm tired. Who wants to see the outside of your pussy? Here, Leah's in here. She'll get on board with this. Instead of we're going to start a new pussy butthole challenge. But instead of just, you just put your phone inside of you. That's good. We should put it in a baggie first.
Right.
First. Because that's disgusting. You know, you gotta sanitize, put it in a baggie,
or
shove her
or
up you, there.
I bet you could probably use a condom. You don't need to use a Ziploc bag. Like,
you think fucking me or Leah have any condoms lying around? We have to use a Ziploc bag. No, wait, I have stuff. Oh, you do? Oh. There's some condoms, lube, and butt plugs. So we're good to go on this fucking challenge that I created.
Oh,
Leah, get over here. I'm going to start shoving things inside of you for content. It's sexual assault for content. Why have I been paused? If you unpause and it's just your labia. What happened?
I don't know. You froze.
Oh, you were paused.
Yeah, so
could you hear me?
Nope.
Cool. Perfect. Leave it all in.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna. Were you talking
we're not.
The whole time?
Yeah. If you motherfuckers think we're editing anything anymore, you've lost your goddamn mind.
That's what I want. I want a solid like 10 seconds of you talking about butt plugs and lube to fucking silence.
Well, I mean, really, probably that's what is happening as people listen to this.
Like
just both of us talking and people just standing.
Yeah.
I'm not about teas today. I'm dropping all the teas.
Yeah, people are sanding, they're sitting, just however you like to listen to the podcast.
They're sitting. What would sitting be without teas? Sitting.
Sitting.
I'm
sitting.
Just, oh, that's right. We could just do fucking Brit face.
Hello, my name's Lewis, and I'm sitting.
We gotta stop. We're gonna lose him.
I'm sorry, Lewis.
We love you.
We love you.
We'll
You're
cut
great.
This out. We won't cut anything out.
No, we're gonna leave it in.
Oh God.
Yeah, it'll be like
he's gonna mysteriously disappear from our Patreon phone calls.
It'll be like when we were on the Patreon group chat the other day when normally it's like everyone's like chatting and there's a good round and then Megan and I just started talking to each other. We were going on what we thought was a hilarious riff about going down on each other and everybody in the chat, their faces, like again, it's not even like not laughing and it's like a mix. It's like a combination of anger and confusion. It's like more than indifference. It like swings to anger and disdain, just like.
Which what? Is fun because everyone did. They were like, no, this is great. It's like listening to the podcast. And I'm like, oh, okay, because there's 12 people on here. So what that means is that when you guys are listening to the podcast, you just have dead eyes and like mouths agape. Like, I mean, I think this is the modern freak show.
Yeah.
That's what this is. Is people are like, can you fuck? Yeah, I'll fucking pay $5 to see this thing. Jesus Christ. Are those human women? You're fucking telling me that's a sane human woman. Okay, yeah, take my money.
Yeah, sure. That's like the review that was given to me by someone that I was fucking at the time. This was a while back. He said, "Jay, listen to your podcast. I really like it." Oh, thanks. I'm glad you think it's funny. No, I don't. I don't think it's funny. I just, I just
right.
like, I get kind of sad when it ends.
we're like the Fiji mermaid of podcasts, confusing and not real. Easily disproven. Now that where's fucking that Apple review? If fucking all of you don't go find different freaks to compare us to, different turn of the century sideshow acts and cryptozoological nightmares.
Ooh, I like that. Nice.
Can you believe I just got that out of my mouth?
I am shocked.
You guys, what is we can I think it's because when we know we're going to say a big kid word, a big girl word, we like really concentrate. Yeah. And then so much brain power is used to just say multisyllabic.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it because my fucking brain power went to say cryptozoological.
Yeah. And you did it again. I think it's because you got so much sleep. It's like the first...
I think it's because I own multiple things with Bigfoot on them. So that's one of the few words I can say. If you tattoo enough dumb shit on your body, whatever it is in relation to, you can just say those words. It's like learning by osmosis.
Right. It's just in your body. You're like, plus I had to learn one big word to go with it. So when people go, oh, you have a tattoo of Bigfoot on your arm, you fucking, you're like, oh, cryptozoological? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a scientist of the fake. So.
I'm sorry. You're a fake scientist? Exactly. Mm. Oh, I'm a fake a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God. Man. Yeah, I did not. So, yeah, you want to talk about time isn't real? Last night, well, we were texting last night. I went to sleep at like midnight. I swear to God, my Fitbit says I'm sleeping. I feel like the sleep I'm getting, I mean, it's just not good sleep. And I'm trying to, that's why I like try to take naps when I can.
Ooh, hello.
It's just not restful. It feels like airplane sleep. That's what it feels like. In my own bed, I don't know if, I think this is most people right now are having like fucked up time sleeping. It's the same amount of sleep. It feels like when I'm like on a plane where I like, I lay down 45 minutes and I have like a crazy dream and I wake up like, did I get any sleep? That one must be 5 hours. We must be almost LA. And then I look at my clock and it's like, I look at my clock and it'll be like, oh, it was, you know, only 45 minutes of sleep. Look at that. We fucking nailed that.
We nailed it.
You guys don't even know
what we nailed.
You don't know what we nailed. It's actually funny because they will know because I slowed down. I was like, it was almost like I got the light. Or like when someone tells you to stretch and they're like, we'll give you the light. And you're like, how much more time do I have to do before I have to fucking just stretch?
Yeah, I'll just start talking much slower.
Yeah.
Than I normally do.
Until Megan is back on the call.
So my computer is like a million degrees. So I switched to my phone.
Oh, nice.
So now this is a good angle.
Mm-hmm.
How's this angle?
Oh, I love it.
How many chins can one woman have?
How many chins can a podcaster have?
Isn't that a song? I think that's a classic song.
If a podcaster have chins? I don't know.
Have? Oh.
Oh, God. Yeah. No. I have a FaceTime date with Joy Nystrom, who's a listener and the author of the book Sex and Waffles. Hey, Joy, what's up? So we were talking and she's starting to get into comedy. And I think I told her, she texted me or like messaged me a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, here's my phone number. Just text me. Cause I'm not going to sit on Instagram again. I'm alone with a cat. So please
call
me. Let's FaceTime. Yeah. At this point I want to text. I'm like, I just want to look at you face to face.
No one say anything.
Or put a condom on your phone and stick it up in your birth canal. I don't care. I want to be close to people. So we've been trying to coordinate a FaceTime call. So I texted her last night. I was like, hey, let me know tomorrow, like when you're free. She texted me and she's not on the other side of the world. She's in the United States of America. So she's somewhere in the time zone. She texted me like 3:30 this morning, like, hey, sounds good. Yeah, whatever. It's just like, Jesus Christ. No one has any concept of time. We're just waking up in the middle of the night panicking like, yeah, let's talk about comedy. So I'm going to try to steal her young blood and enthusiasm for comedy and everything. She's like, I want to get started. And I'm like, really? This seems like.
I just think for everything. Steal her young blood and enthusiasm for everything.
Yeah. So, Joy, I'm coming for you.
you will be murdered very shortly. And I will bathe in your blood.
Yeah. Just people just awake, texting at different times. It's fucking like. Yeah, I woke up and I was like, I don't feel rested. My Fitbit was like, great job, 8 hours. I'm like, that's not true. That cannot
Mine's
be true.
Mine's done that before too. But I also think we have to keep in mind it is a piece of shit technology.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really trust it to know how I'm sleeping when it costs less than $200.
That's a good call.
I think I'm not going to classify this as a scientifically proven steep study. Perfect. I got the T's back, guys. In case you were worried, they're back. Jesus.
Dot your I's and cross your L's. It's a steep study.
Dot your I's and cross your L's. That's a T-shirt.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. You know what? Have you guys noticed we say hello more often? It's because we're literally like, hello, are you there? Hello.
We're like... Hello, and that's not even to each other, that's to ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Just checking in every 10 minutes. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you still
hey,
there?
Buddy. Hey, buddy. Oh, man. Oh,
yeah.
I need to figure out where to, now that I've got you on my stupid phone. Jesus. Yeah, I'm fucking.
How are you doing? How's your foot?
It's good. My foot's good. Big news, gonna shower today. Not sure if I mentioned that.
Cool.
If I did, disregard this statement. Yeah, it's good. I made breakfast sandwiches, so I'm back to be able to stand and cook.
Oh, nice.
Everybody breakfast sandwiches, so that felt good to be like a productive member of the household again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's feeling pretty good. I still, you know, it's only been 2 weeks. It's been 2.5 weeks.
Any jumping?
Yeah, I'm just fucking, you know me. First of all, right, I'm a big fan of jumping in general. So it's great to be back in jumping order.
I think about that at least once a day, because right now it's a weird thing, because with the quarantine, and we can talk about this a little bit on air, but I don't know that much about it. So we can talk. I listened to this woman, Whitney Webb, and I started reading her stuff, and now I'm like, oh God. So now I'm going down another, like a different rabbit hole about conspiracy theories with the pandemic. I mean, I think the virus is totally real. I don't think it's like not real. I'm not one of these people that's like, I got my body, my choice. I'm not wearing a face mask, which is the funniest thing. We've all seen that poster.
Yeah. It's also 5G. Like, what other conspiracy? It's clearly 5G. So
yeah, but it's just like, it's a weird thing where it's like this wave of depression. Like you said, where everyone's like, we're going to work out and we're going to live forever. And now we're like, nope, we're just going to get drunk and put pictures of our pussy on the internet.
Yes. That's the point we're at. And yeah, I think that's very normal.
Right.
To show your pussy on the internet.
Yeah. Well, I've gone past that where like, I'm not watching the news anymore. I'm not looking at the daily tallies of the stuff in New York. I'm just like, okay, well, let's just kind of like settle in, see what we can. Just lean in real hard. Doing a lot of dancing in the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I remember when I could dance.
Yeah. Well, this is what I was going to say. I think when I think about like, the things like, what do you want to do with your life? Because I've been watching Fight Club every other day.
That's healthy. Great. Perfect movie for you to choose to obsessively watch. Fantastic.
But like, there's a scene where Brad Pitt, and he's got I ordered the book. And he pulls the guy that works at the liquor store, and he puts a gun to his head, and he's like, Raymond, what did you want to do with your life? What the fuck did you want to do with your life? And he's like, I wanted to be a veterinarian. And he's like, then do it. It's too much school. And he goes, would you rather be dead? And he's like, no. He goes, I'm going to check in on you. If you're not enrolled in a veterinarian school, you're fucking dead, and so is your family. And he's like, okay. So I think about that a lot, and I think about like...
Wait. What a scene to choose. Also, I don't know if you guys caught this, but Wendy said she's been watching over there, and she also ordered the book. So apparently, check in next week for Fightcast, the podcast we don't talk about or listen to, where Wendy is just all Fight Club all the time. So you're now going to watch the movie every other day and also read the book.
Right.
Perfect. This will end well. This definitely will have a positive mental impact on you.
It's just going to start. It's like... I want you to podcast as hard as you can.
Oh, no. No one wants that. Your Tyler Durden would definitely be like, maybe let's not. Maybe let's like scale back a little bit.
Yeah.
You're living too hard and fast.
I know, but I
you
think
know those
about
dreams
that
you want to live out? Ooh. More like nightmares, am I right?
Hello. Well, and it's where you can't, I mean, and the idea, this would be interesting to talk with Joy because I get it, but also it seems because part of it, like this is what made me think about your jumping, because it's like regrets, like what do I want to do? What's important once quarantine is over and we can get back out? A lot of people are reassessing like, okay, what's important to me? What do I want to really do with my life? So it feels like we get a nice chance to kind of reassess what's important, and then we can go out and like, take charge of our lives and pursue our dreams. But I at least once a day think about when you first fucked up your ankle and you were fully serious. You're like, you know, it's just like, I wish I would have jumped more. It's like, what? I think about that so much. So you are inspiring me to dance around and hop on one leg and do all kinds of weird shit.
I'm so proud.
Because I'm like,
I forgot I said that. God damn it, guys. I am so funny.
You said that. And I remember the look on your face. It was not a joking look. It was like a, you know, Wendy, Can we be serious for a minute? I know this is not the Patreon, so we're supposed to be doing like bits on this because this is for the world. I just really wish I would have jumped more.
When I look back on my life, you know, we all have regrets. But man, my lack of jumping. And jacks, rope. I mean, all the different types of jumps.
People. Yeah, are you going to LA today?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to go tomorrow. Just I got to do stuff. Like shower. Oh, see, and that's like, oh, that's funny because it's quarantine and like everyone's a gross sack of trash. But like also shower for me, what would normally take 4 minutes now takes 44 minutes. So it really digs into the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's also like going up to, I'm just like, okay, so I'm going to go up and there's like a few friends I feel comfortable like going into their homes because I trust them and know for a fact that they have straight up not fucking left.
Yeah.
And are very quarantined. But then there's other people that I really want to see and love dearly, but do not trust. So I'm planning to just like drive by and be like, hey.
I didn't even think about that. That's kind of
from the street.
That's kind of uncomfortable. I did not even think about that because normally like if
you're it's crazy. This isn't like a normal where I can just go up to LA and like jump, you know, stay for a week and like crash at this person's house one night, crash at this person's house another night.
Well, I know, but
like I can't do that.
But this is going to be uncomfortable because it's like, I didn't even think about that. Cause if you were like, normally like if you're out, you know, like, and you're hanging out with people and they're like, oh, here, have some of my soda or have some of my drink. And you think someone's gross and you're like, oh, I'm good. That's like not a big deal. It's not like a real big put off. But when you're like, the people are like, come over to our house and you're like, no, I don't believe that you wash your hands enough. Like I can't be near you. They're going to be like, oh, excuse you think I'm a fucking dirty monster. And you're like, yeah,
yes. No, but then you don't think that a bunch of our friends think that about me? Fuck off. I already know for a fact I have friends, like couple friends, where like half the couple's like, yeah, totally, come over. And the other half the couple's like, no, thank you. Like, just saying, it fucking goes both ways. I do not feel bad being like, you're gross bitch, and I know you don't wash your hands enough and have been going out licking bags of flour at the grocery store. So, I'm not coming into your home.
Oh, my God.
But then it's good because, like, I have friends with yards. So, there's, like, a couple people I'm going to stop and we'll probably, like, you know, have a few beers in the yard. Like, we've been doing here with our driveway parties where people are just, like, either sit. Like, when Leah's dad came over and just sat in the car and we talked to him from, like, the top of the driveway and he was in his car at the bottom. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
I know. I was thinking about my buddy because I've like my friend lives up like a block away. And then my buddy, Will Watkins, who he's very funny. Follow him on social media. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him since I started doing stand up in Florida. I've known him for like 11 years. He's down in the West Village. And so we were texting the other day. But it's a weird thing because I'm trying to like remind myself that it's like, I don't have to, because you kind of get into this thing of like, I have to stay in my apartment. I can't talk to anyone. I just have to be alone. And so I go into that space where, and I think there are other, I can't be the only person that does this, where if you're quarantining, especially if you're already alone, where you kind of get off on this thing of like, and some people are leaning really hard into that of like, I'm isolated and this is the way it's going to be. And it like feeds into depression and anxiety. Yes. And schizophrenia. if we're being honest, like full blown schizophrenia. And so I'm trying to be like, oh, wait a minute. I have friends that I can go walk through the city and meet. So my buddy, yeah, Will, tomorrow's going to be nice. And so that'll be good. So he and I are going to walk and like meet somewhere in the middle and just drink beer in a park away from each other.
Yeah, no. And that's like, it's the reason the restrict, it's so much like stay in your house, don't see people and don't do, it's why they stop talking about how a month ago on the news, they were like, yeah, just do 14 days of isolation and then you could hang out with your other buddies who've done 14 days of isolation and create small little groups of people. And then they stopped doing that because they're like, oh, you dumb motherfuckers are like not even kind of listening to us. Mm-hmm. So now you just straight up have to stay in your houses all the time. And that's all we're going to tell you to do. Stay in your fucking houses all the time. Do not see anybody. Like, only go out. Because people, I mean, it's still down here. Like, the two beaches people can get to are packed.
Are they really still?
Yes. So it's like, yeah, you dumb motherfuckers, you don't think I want to go to the beach? I mean, yeah, my ankle's broken walking in sand with a boot. Not great at this level. Oh, I've done it before. But right now, it's not a great idea. But, like, I want to go to the beach. I want to go fucking swimming. I've been in California for over a month, and I haven't gone in the ocean. Makes me really sad. But even if I had two working ankles right now, just don't. Like, it's not, this is, it's like the big thing down here and in California in general, like all people that are surfers, we get it. We get it. You surf. I get it. I get it. You fucking shred, bruh.
Yeah, I need to like be one with the ocean. That's
they're
like how I connect.
Being real cunty about it. Like literally, where it's just like, we're fucking like, what am I going to do? Not surf for literally like a month and a half. That's what you're going to do. It's fine. You're going to be fine. Like those are the people like if you're mad at people who are like, open up the economy, I need a haircut. You should be equally as mad as people that are like, I can't fucking go to skate park and skateboard or surf right now. This is bullshit.
Bro. So you're
hike on a trail. Walk around your fucking neighborhood. Cool out. You're fine. You're fucking fine. Like, just, like, stop.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people, it's a funny thing because people are, like, breaking. I mean, thankfully, like, you and I've never really fully committed to anything. So our identity is not wrapped up in any specific activity where we're like, no, true. We're just kind of free entities floating around going like, let me try this. Nope.
Nope, not good at that.
We're just, like, bumper cars, just kind of like, whoa, boom, I'll try that. Nope, I'll try this. So our identity is wrapped up specifically in being fake at everything we do and jumping. We're fake jumpers. That's what we do. Okay.
Yeah.
So like, that's all like, but to watch people like you said, like with the surfing, we're like, even with comics, I see stand-up comics and I get it. Cause like, yes, it's your job and it's a fun thing to do and you get out of practice, but you see people like really emotionally, like, I mean, I haven't done stand-up in 40. I don't even know who I am. I haven't been on stage in 40 days. It's like, I'm not even a person. It's like, okay, like I kind of see that, but also get a fucking grip. Get a grip.
Yeah. And like, I get it. I totally get it that it sucks if there's a thing you really love and you can't do it right now. Mm-hmm. But like, think about this. There's also people that are dead. So if you're dead, you can never do the thing you like anymore.
Right.
So like, be grateful that you're not dead and that just in like a couple weeks, you can go do the thing you like again.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
If you were on our Patreon, we read that book, Stop Doing That Shit. And you know what he talks about in that book? He talks about you're not your accomplishments. You're not like, you don't get value from your achievements and the things you do. You need to work on just being like, just chill out. You just waking up and existing. That's enough. And we know that because we self-helped ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go self-help myself right after this podcast.
Molo.
No, here's what we're going to do, everybody. You know, for example, my ankle is broken now and there's not really anything to do. But last time I broke my ankle, because again, apparently every about 9 years on the dot, I have to gravely injure myself. I broke my ankle 9 years ago over summer and there wasn't a global pandemic and it was right after college. So it was like prime time. I was the thinnest and horniest I was ever going to be. And I wanted to go to the beach every day and do fun stuff. But I had a broken ankle, a really bad one that needed surgery. So straight up for 6 weeks, I was stuck on my parents' couch for 6 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Which is about the time everybody's at right now. And then what happened with a broken bone is you can't just like after the initial 6 weeks, you can't just then start like running and doing everything else again. You need like physical therapy. So you need to like build back your muscle and like work it out until you can like get back to 100%. So what I want everyone to do, because apparently people are having a hard time just like operating under that, like hypothetical of just like, no, just like do this now. And then, so if everybody could severely break their ankle, I think the world will be in a much better place. Because then everyone's just like, oh, I'm fucked. I have to stay inside. Yeah, you do. But like, there's nothing else to do. So everyone join me in grabbing a crowbar and just breaking. Your ankle, your choice.
Right. That's what we'll do. Yeah. My ankle, my choice. And first of all, and I know you're making fun of this Fight Club thing, but that sounds like a perfect activity for next week's premiere of Fight Cast, which is... You know what I mean? Instead of the acid on your hand where he puts the acid, he's like, first you need to know. You accept, not know, but accept that one day you're going to die. And I'm like, fuck yeah. So we need to do that, but with our ankles. So we're just going to take a crowbar, bash our ankles.
You guys, I don't have to do this because I'm ahead of the game. So just all of you have to break your ankles. I already have a broken ankle.
I think it's because it'll calm you down, because instead of, again, as we've seen, instead of being worried about when can I go surfing? When can I go get a haircut? When can I go you are thinking about, hey, my ankle's fucked up.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, so that's good. It's a way to distract you. It's like when you're sad and you're a teenager and you're sad about the state of the world, you cut yourself so you can feel and to distract yourself from the pain. So we're not saying cut yourself, but we are saying bash your ankle to distract. Like,
we would never tell you to cut yourself.
No.
We're moms. We're just telling you to break your body.
Right.
You're just to break your bones. That's all we're telling you. God.
I don't know why you have to make such a big deal about it. Oh, we're being abusive. We're helping you. We're helping you.
And we're not breaking your ankles.
No.
You're breaking your ankles. Also, you don't even, you know, you don't have a crowbar. No big deal. Just try walking around your neighborhood. Maybe step off some curbs with your eyes closed. See what happens. See what happens.
Well, I bet. And if you're too afraid to do that and you're like, want to do something fun, this actually is probably the best way, the most ideal way to break your ankle is doing the pussy butthole challenge. Jump around on a bed, cover that in a tarp. With lube all over the tarp, then you get your jumps in, so you're getting your final jumps.
Which, again, I wish I did more of.
Right? So you get all your jumping in, and then you're gonna at least twist your ankle. At least twist it.
At least. Well, and also, you know, I feel like, I think I'm being too strict on the ankle thing, which is because... I'm not at my most creative right now. If you haven't noticed, we haven't written a hit movie in a few episodes, which is shocking. So we've got to get back to our true gift of writing classic children's films. It doesn't have to be an ankle. Like, it's just, I broke my ankle, so I'm real hung up on this ankle thing. You can break other stuff. Like, for example, with the pussy butthole challenge, which I don't feel like we talk about enough and really just seem to disappear. That's the state of the world we're in right now. People are fucking jumping pussies first on their phones. And that was, people paid attention to that for 36 hours. And we're like, that's boring. Which makes me so sad. But you could do that and then break your pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
You just totally smash your pelvis. Tear your taint. But tearing your taint sucks.
Oh, I'm sure that cannot be nice. Because that's a tiny little muscle, right?
The taint. Also does happen, like, to every woman ever that's given birth. So we salute you, taint tears, bringing life into this world.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that does not. Yeah, I have no desire to have kids. I have no desire to have kids.
That would be a great name for a band.
Taint tears.
But not like tears, like tears.
Yeah. Oh,
if someone doesn't fucking start a fucking punk band called Taint Terrors today.
Yeah.
I will break your pelvis myself.
And when she's done breaking your pelvis, I'll come in and I'll chew off your taint. Just like a fucking dog. Just with loud ska music playing in the background. You run in and you just fucking throw them on the ground. Just, they're jumping on a bed covered in lube. You break in the door. Da-da-da-da-da-da, just horns at you in the background. You drop them. I run in. Just bite their taint off.
That does sound like a ska music video.
I mean, I know. For sure it does.
RX Bandits, I know you guys listen now for sure. So if you could do that. They're like serious now. They wouldn't do it.
Well, wait
They're
a minute.
They're too serious. They're too mature and serious.
You could do a band called Taint Terrors. That could also be a movie that we do, like with those tiny soldiers. That's the fucking movie. What are the
tiny
that movie?
Soldiers?
The tiny puppets, Puppet Master?
Oh.
I'm thinking soldiers because they were Nazis.
Because they were Nazis. But when you said tiny soldiers, I thought the first thing, what was that movie? It was a 90s movie where it was like little action figures. It was a kid's movie.
Oh, God, I'm trying to think.
I think it was called, hold on. We haven't Googled anything in a minute. Let me.
It's not like, they're like G.I. Joes, right?
Yes.
Was it Toy Story? Sorry, that's a.
No, it wasn't Toy Story.
Oh.
Toy Story. Small soldiers. Small soldiers. Oh, Tommy Lee Jones was in it. Yeah. This is what I pictured. I swear to God. That's what I pictured when you said.
I'm also picturing that. That's kind of what I had in my mind. That's the sequel to the original Salt. It's Small Soldiers, Taint Terrors.
Small soldiers, big taints. small taints, big terrors. That's good.
That's good. What it is. Yeah, small taints, big terrors. Because I was picturing these. Because it's like, wait. No, the soldiers are biting the taints. No. Here's what we do. So that's every pitch you got to switch. If the main character is a man, you make it a woman. You change genders. You change race. You do, and it's easy. You just do a flip. So we go in and we're like, look, they're tiny toldgers. Again,
no, that's also what they are. They're tiny toldgers. They're all made out of used vintage Folger cans.
Yes, tiny toldgers, and I'm bringing back teas. We dropped at least two other teas earlier in the show.
Yeah, dude, we're dropping teas to this episode, not brought to you by the letter T.
But I like small soldiers, big taints. Like you go in and we're like, oh, I think you meant to say small taints. No. Big taints. Hear me out. They're tiny dolls.
All taint.
Yeah. All taint, no bite.
All taint all the time. Guys, we're just pitching different log lines. Come on here.
Get ready to taint this town red.
Oh, yes.
That's actually because the blood,
with,
I like.
With blood?
Yep. I like it.
Wendy. And that's and the poster is like a man's face like, ah!
Yes.
And then just like a spray of blood. Yep. Like painting a wall. And then it's like on the wall is in the blood. Get ready to taint this town red.
Yes. So it's the man screaming the red. And then we just see the silhouettes of all the tiny soldiers. And in the one in the front, the one closest to the man's taint. So we just see the silhouette. You just see like this big piece of flesh hanging out of his mouth.
Just like, arr, arr, arr. I still really like small taints, big tears. I really like that a lot.
I like that one too. So that's another movie poster because we're going to have multiple.
Well, yeah. And I mean, internationally too. Right. Things, yeah, you know, played differently in different markets.
Mm-hmm. International markets, they really do. They like gore. I know that for sure. So
pussy and gore. And you know what's right by the pussy? The taint. So
yeah. Pussy and gore. I'm sorry, did you say pussy galore? No, I said pussy gagore. It's a different... she's the femme fatale in Small Soldiers, Taint Terrors.
Oh, perfect. Yes, she's like a... Like, I'm picturing almost... Keep in mind, these are also all for sure toys. No, so none of these are real people, but I'm picturing the character kind of modeled after, like, Madonna and Dick Tracy.
Yes. Pussy Gagore.
Hollywood, I know you're shut down right now, but like when you come back, you got to come back strong.
Mm-hmm.
We got ideas falling out of our taints, okay?
We got ideas coming out of our taints and our gore holes. We got ideas fucking covered in blood, just dripping.
Just dripping in blood.
Our goal holes. We're constantly spotting with ideas.
I mean, I have to sleep with a pad every night because I'm just like, just it just comes out of me, comes pouring out of me, these ideas.
And you're talking
I think you're talking about menstruation. Right. No, it's ideas.
Right. I sleep with two pads, one under my gore hole, one next to my pillow.
By the way, if you all don't start calling your pussies your gore holes.
Yeah. I bleed them out.
What have we even taught you? What have we even taught you on this podcast?
I'm sorry. Do you mean glory hole? No. A gore hole. Okay.
I mean, you can stick your gore hole in a glory hole.
Hello. Wait, I like sticking. You can tell that we have gross, giant, bloated pussies because I was like, yeah, you could probably shove your pussy into it. It's like, oh, wait, a glory hole. You put a dick into it. The dick goes into it.
Yeah. No, you just shove.
Take your pussy meat. Squidge it
pussy
together.
Meat. Fat pussy meat. We've talked about it before. Since gaining weight, most of it's gone to my pussy and my outer pussy, which is my thighs.
Just squidge your lips together.
You squidge that pussy.
Just squidge them together. Jam them in the glory hole.
Squidge that pussy. Can people start saying that instead of pop your pussy? Just like that's the sexy dance we do. We can't pop our pussies, but fucking we can squidge the shit out of them. It's just like my weird when I first broke my ankle, how I had to flop around in bed. That's the dance.
Well, that's everyone's going to be doing that because everyone's like gaining weight now in quarantine. So like, yeah. Oh, I put on my tight pair of jeans the other day. I was like, let me just make sure they still fit. And they did fit. But I got to tell you, I had to squidge is the only word I can use to describe what I had to do
with my pussy.
Yeah. With that pussy. Oh,
I'm very scared because yeah. I literally can't put my jeans on right now because my ankle. Like yeah. I probably could, but I don't really want to put on fucking tight skinny jeans with my ankle. But I also need to because like Leah did order $80 worth of pizza that we spent 3 days eating. So
son of a bitch. That's another guys
start out so good. Just fucking eating vegetables. I went through so much celery when I first broke my ankle and Leah was taking care of me and she's like, what do you want? And I was like, steamed celery with sriracha. And she looked at me like I was a piece of shit. She looked at me like I was squidging my pussy right in front of her. Disgusted. And then cut to over the weekend when it's just like, fuck it, nothing matters, we're all dead. And Leah literally ordered, she thought like her sister was coming over and whatever. It ended up just being me and her. She ordered 4 pizzas.
That's great.
That we just spent 3 days. 2 days ago, all I ate all day was pizza. Ugh. Like over the course of the day, I had like 4 slices of pizza. And that night I was like, both of us were like, why do we feel like shit? I feel like shit. Like, I was like, we didn't even really drink today. Like, oh my God, I feel nauseous. I feel terrible. I have a headache.
Yeah.
Hey, is there any pizza left? You want to just have one pre-bed slice? In bed slice of pizza? I can't figure this out.
I'm pretty full, but I bet I can squidge one more slice of pizza down my fucking gullet.
I mean, it'll just go straight to my pussy anyways, so.
Right. Dude, I hit a wall because it is fun to eat. And I finally the other day, because like we talked about, it's, you know, sometimes you wake up and you feel really ambitious. I've learned that I'm like, I can do one or two big things a day. I make a list of things and then I get those things done, but with exercise. But I've just been doing where like I do one day with my fucking water, like jug of water and pushups, and I'll do like an hour and a half. Cause you're not working out as hard as in the gym. And I will stop after every exercise and be like, what am I doing? What's the point? And then I cry a little bit and then I'm like, all right, and do the left side. It takes forever. But I just force myself to do that. And then maybe go for a walk. And then the next day is a run. Like I'm just trying to do little bits because I notice, I'm like, why do I feel so depressed and I can't fucking sleep? And I'm like, huh, well, maybe because you used to exercise for an hour and a half a day. And on top of that, walk at least 5 miles doing shit in the city. And now
yeah,
I'm like,
and also like even it just doing nothing. Like even people that didn't regularly exercise before,
mm-hmm.
Which is most fucking people, which is why the only people I still see posting their workouts on Instagram are people that I like know that do like MMA. or like are training for marathons and have been long before this fucking started.
Yeah.
But I think that's what, because people are like, okay, my normal routine's fucked. Whatever that normal routine is. So that's why people are like, oh, I'll start working out at home a bunch. Or I'll start, I haven't read a book in 5 years. I'll read a book. So everybody came in like that. We're like, okay, my regular routine's fucked. I'm going to do this. And then that's still not your regular routine. And maybe you don't like it, or you just get bored with it, or whatever. And then you hit that and you're like, okay, what do I do now? And then you find something else to do. And then it gets to a point where you're like, I have nothing else to do. I have fucking nothing else to do. I'm depressed. I don't want to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just fucking squid your pussy.
Yeah. Well, I gave in to, once I realized, I'm like, okay, this is my pattern. I can be productive for the first part of the day and I feel good. But once they do that fucking 7 o'clock applause break, which is nice, but that's like a good marker for me. If I feel like I want to do other things, like if I feel like I want to write, or if I want to shoot something, or if I want to read, or I want to do whatever, like something career wise, I do that. But then I've learned where I'm like, you know what? At 7:30, I'm like, I'm just going to pour a drink and fucking sit back, watch TV, or like read a book and do nothing. And that's been so nice.
Yeah.
To just be like, again, now if you're like, have been sober for 10 years, or you're, you know, drinking all day long to the point where you're like, I saw some dude the other day when I went to go, get some groceries, and this guy, I just went to the bodega by here. And because I love those guys and they're open, and so I try to go. And again, you guys, we cannot stress enough, give people tips. I went in and got some stuff, yes. And there were two guys working behind the counter. They have a tip jar. I put a $20 bill in the tip jar, which is only 10 bucks per person, so it's not that much. Like, it's at the, you know what I mean? They probably have families. Like, these are adult men that work at the store. The guy at the register, like, almost started to cry. And to the guy that works behind the counter that was making the food, he held the money up, and he came over and they were like, thank you. So it's like, if you can afford it, it will like change somebody's life. Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
It
makes their day.
If you can afford it, if you can afford it, do it. If you can't afford it, don't order in food.
Right.
And I mean, like, you don't have to tip people fucking 50% or whatever. If you can't, you can. If you can afford to order pizza, but you can't afford to tip the person dropping it off, minimum of 20%, don't order the pizza.
Right.
I mean, I've said that fucking before this. If you can go out, if you can afford to go out to eat, but you can't afford to tip minimum 20%, don't go out to eat.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do it. Don't do it. So.
Yeah.
Now that's like double hard. I'm fucking double hard about it now. What did I say? Double hard like that. I said it so confidently the first time. Like, that's a fucking saying.
Yeah, I've never heard that in my life.
Oh, that is because it's never been said before.
Well, not until now. Well, double hard. To be fair, double hard is what your pussy has to be in order for you to squidge it through the glory hole.
I think it's got to be double soft, actually, because some of those are just pretty tight. So you got to really, like, you know, push it down, squidge it in, maybe wrap it around itself.
Like Play-Doh. You want it medium.
Is your pussy not like Play-Doh?
We're confused.
Unhealthy. That seems dangerous and unhealthy.
Right. It's squidgy and hot blue, right? It's neon blue.
Mine's green, but still neon. As long as your pussy is neon.
Right.
Neon and the consistency and smell of Play-Doh.
Oh,
you have a healthy pussy.
Oh,
right?
The smell of Play-Doh.
Who's fucking, how many of you are double hard now? Everybody's talking shit about me saying double hard, but talking about Play-Doh scented neon pussies.
Yeah. There's no other word to describe what's happening to them dicks. They're getting double hard. Oh my God. I was going to say, talking about where I was just like, so here's a tip. Just start drinking fucking at a certain time. Again, like, I don't. You guys, people that listen are cool, which means a lot of you probably have problems with addiction. So if you're like, if you have a drinking problem, don't lean in that hard, because we don't want you to die. I saw this guy the other day when I was in the bodega. I mean, this guy was like in a full blackout. It was really sad. He was in a full blackout. He was just like, had a bunch of orange juice and bottles, just like, and I mean, you could just tell he was blacked out. And I was just like, oh man, like I get it. Cause you want to kind of mentally check out. It's just, it's just a difficult balance. I think with all this shit, because we don't have, so it's like, that's, I had to just be like, if you want to start drink, start at 7, but make sure you get a couple of big things done. And then it helps you kind of go to sleep a little bit early, but it's just, it's fucking really difficult to be like, all right, thank God we were texting last night, because that felt kind of normal. But normally, if you people are alone, like I'm just alone in this apartment where I'm just like, and if, to have, I'm like, oh, I'll have a drink. And then it's like, oh, I'm just drinking tequila by myself, reading a book. That's fucking sad for a different reason. But it's like, well, but what am I going to do?
But I mean, I think that's why it's not bad to just sit alone and drink tequila. I know it's like typically that's a sign of alcoholism, but it's also a sign that we're living in a fucking weird apocalypse. So
I know
if you feel like having a fucking tequila by yourself or 7, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just don't do it every day and don't start at like 9 a.m.
Correct.
Every day.
Yeah.
Four days a week you can do that. 4 days a week, start drinking at 9 a.m. and never stop.
Yeah, it was a weird, I just figured out, I'm like, I'm productive in the morning. So that's the one thing that I do is I get up. Like I was up this morning at, I wake up around, just automatically with no alarm now, around 7 o'clock every morning. I get up, even if I'm tired, and I just do a couple things, and then I'll lay down after an hour. I'll be like, all right, lay back down. And then I get, but it's like, it's just as, yeah, it's just wild trying to organize your shit. And then when I FaceTime with my sister last night, her kids, she's got the 2-year-old and the 6-year-old. I mean, every time I'm like, I'm sad. I'm so sad that I'm like alone. And then I FaceTime with my sister and I'm like, after 10 minutes, I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
Love you guys. And I love them. They just run around and scream. I mean, people with kids, God bless you.
Like, I don't know what's tougher is like the little ones like that, or like my friend who has a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. Because those are like fully functioning human people. And also like, their at-home schoolwork is real schoolwork.
Yeah.
Like, sixth grade and fourth grade, you're doing, like, real homework. Like, you're actually learning stuff. Like, you have, like, book reports and fucking projects. And, like, math is hard. Like, that's... I don't know how people are doing it. If you have kids, God save you and your taint.
Yeah, God save you and God bless your taint. And if I was a kid, I was thinking about that for grownups, like as adults who we like, we understand we've lived and worked. And so we kind of get like how things go and what we need to do to survive a little bit. You know what I mean? So with this shutdown, even adults who are like, even people that are very successful are still, people are just like, what do we do with ourselves? And people are going like, what's the fucking point? Like at least once a day, I think most people go like, what if you start like, I'm going to work out. And then you start, you're like, what is the point of anything? Might as well,
why would I work out when I could just start drinking?
Right. And like, what does anything matter? And it feels like hopeless because there's not like an end goal. Can you imagine being a fucking kid where your parents are like, you need to do this, Matt, that you need to learn how to do the Pythagorean theorem. And you'd be like, but why? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, what you already do as a kid.
Yeah.
As a kid, you're already like, I don't need to know this.
When am I ever going to use this?
What is this even for? You already do that. And imagine that you're learning it. And you can't go outside to see your friends. So, like, you're, like, actually, like, but why do I need to learn this? Well, because when you go to college, I'm never going to get to go to college. Yeah, but for when you have a job, I'm not going to have a job. It's just like, well, fuck. I can't say you're definitely wrong.
Right.
So, I guess, you want a tequila?
You want to have a cocktail? Do you want... It's a weird thing to be where it's like, and I know the economy is going to reopen again, but it is like a, when I was talking to my old roommate about this a little bit, and she is like, grew up in China, and just real interesting, kind of stuff where it's just like, oh no, it's very like similar to where it's like everybody and people need to stay home and we need to like figure out what's going on with the virus. It's a very scary kind of a balance between like what they're doing in the UK. And we were talking to, I'm not going to say his name on the fucking show. So relax. And I might be referring to two people with that same fucking comment. So everybody relax. I'm not saying anyone's name of anyone who lives not in New York City. Fucking everybody relax.
Jesus.
But like the tracking device, they're trying to do that here where they're like, oh, so we're going to put a tracking device on your phone so we know if you've had contact with anyone with COVID, which is like, okay, but then it's the same thing like with the Patriot Act. So there's a scary thing where they're using this as a way to try to get all this shit in place where they're like, okay, so we can monitor everyone and keep everyone at home. And it's good that the government gives money to help people. What's scary is like what they do in the UK, what they're doing there, which is like, okay, so we'll put you on furlough, but you cannot work.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that, like here at least with the welfare system here, because my dad's mom grew up on welfare. My dad grew his... They were all in welfare because his dad left when he was like three. So she was a janitor. She had like a seventh grade education. My dad's mom was a janitor at an elementary school. They were fucking super dirt poor, but she worked like 50 hours a week and was on welfare. Like, so, well, the welfare system here is good because people, you'd be like, look, I'm working as much as I can. And I still, because capitalism is gnarly, you could be working that much. And you're like, okay, I'm working a full-time job and a part-time job. And I still can't afford to feed my family. Although, so now here's welfare to help you while you're also working. What's wild is when you get into the thing of like, okay, the government will give you money, but you can't do anything. Cause that's some, like, that's a little bit of, that's bordering on like the communism thing of like the factories, like in old, like in Russia and like in China and stuff like that, where people are like, okay, so now these are your options for a job and you can't do any more or any extra. You get what we give you and you stay at, and that, but you can see the feelings of like, but just talking to people, and I know we both have friends who've lived in countries like that, but like when she, like where you grew up in China, where it's like, that's why people are so depressed, because there's this feeling of like, well, no matter what I do, it doesn't matter. I can't excel. It doesn't mean anything. I'm going to only be given what I'm given by the government. So like, it is interesting to see where like there's a delicate balance between like, yes, we need help right now, and like where their government and they is trying to, where they try to be like, oh, wait a minute. They freaked out. Now they're kind of like, oh, wait a minute. We can use this to our advantage and fucking get all these people's information and control them. It's really, it's a scary, like delicate balance of trying to pay attention to that, but also not becoming a crazy QAnon person where you're like running around licking fucking subway poles and assholes of strangers. Like, this is all fake. Cause it's like, well, it's not fake.
Yeah. It's not 5G.
Right.
5G makes you gay, not have COVID-19.
We've talked about this.
These are facts. These are facts we know to be true. 5G gives you gay. You get COVID-19 from chemtrails. Fucking pay. Did you not pay attention in school?
Yeah. It's almost like.
I'm just kidding. It all makes you gay.
All of it, everything. And well, you understand we're part of the conspiracy though now. We have nothing makes you gayer than listening to this podcast.
Oh, 100%.
Nothing makes you more fucking turned off and repulsed by pussies than tuning in. Ooh, was this another podcast where two girls talk about sex? Kind of. Kind of.
I mean, like they do.
Yeah.
But like, do you find sex, sexy?
Right.
Cause if so, I would not recommend listening to this podcast.
Right. It's just dudes like, all right, we listen to all these other fucking, Megan and I have just joined. We've joined the global conspiracy to turn everyone gay and give everyone COVID. So I'm sorry. In case that's not clear, we really leaned in hard this episode where we're just chewing taints and squidging cunts.
Yeah, again, like, no. They talk about sex. This is why we have so many one-star ratings. It's because men see pussy fart gang and they're like, fuck yeah, what's this about? And then they listen and it's us just going, yeah, so what you got to do with your fucking Play-Doh-scented neon pussy is just really squidge that into a gory hole. What the fuck?
That goddamn world keeps spinning around and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the
crazy podcast.